USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Oregon State Senate on Saturday passed a bill that would make illegal immigrants in the state eligible for Medicaid-funded medical services, sending the legislation to Democratic Governor Kate Brown for signature. Senator John Barrasso argued during an exclusive interview on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures that there's no way Republicans are going to support the nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package if it is in any way linked and connected to the broader Democratic spending package.
The White House staff and Schumer and Pelosi, who are beholden to the far left wing of the Democrat Party, said, we're not going to go for this bipartisan bill. And look, this bipartisan bill itself is not yet completely settled. There are a number of Republicans, and I'm one of them, who's not completely sold on it.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former President Trump made his triumphant return to the campaign trail and social media on Saturday night, receiving a rock star's welcome from thousands who turned out in pro-Trump apparel to show their support for him, his claims of a stolen election, and a possible comeback in 2024. Wendy King reports on Tropical Storm Enrique.
While Atlantic tropical activity has diminished after Claudette hit the southern United States, waters over the eastern Pacific have spawned Tropical Storm Enrique. Meteorologists predict Enrique will become the first hurricane of the 2021 season. Enrique was upgraded to a tropical storm and the fifth named system in the eastern Pacific on Friday morning. Strengthening is anticipated this weekend. The storm is tracking in a northerly direction along the west coast of Mexico. Forecasters say dangerous surf will also impact coastal areas of Mexico into next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's new payments for children, beginning in just a week, will hurt the economy by providing free money to single parents, discouraging them from working and getting married, according to U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida. He wrote, and as we saw with unemployment benefits, the American people know the culturally destructive influence of paying people not to work and how it can derail an economic recovery, just as it did during the Obama years. Rubio wrote in a commentary at Real Clear Politics that the new handouts will take away the incentives for single parents to work and get married. Nursing home workers have a lower percentage that are vaccinated against COVID-19. Tim Berg has this report.
Less than half of nursing home staffers across 15 states have been fully vaccinated, despite the disproportionate level of harm that COVID-19 imposes on seniors, a trend elder care advocates fear could put the most vulnerable population at risk. Long-term care facilities such as nursing homes in 15 states, including Mississippi, Wyoming, Alabama, and Louisiana, have fully vaccinated about 48% or fewer staffers over the past few months. Some nursing homes and assisted living facilities have made COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for their employees in order to work, citing the devastation caused by the pandemic in resident populations. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.